All right, all right. Hey, we want to welcome everybody to the free life. All right, hey, we want to welcome everybody to the free life. How you guys doing tonight? Awesome.
Wonderful.
Is everybody in? Yeah, we've had a little technical difficulties over here on this side trying to get in. But we are here. How you ladies doing tonight?
Wonderful, hello, thank hello. You. Very excited about all what's right, been going on all day.
Yeah, me too. It's been a really, really exciting day. And moving forward, we're just looking at, people are actually starting to see some daylight and they're making money. And that's a really, really good thing. And hopefully, you know, it continue on through, you know, the holiday season and beyond because we know the need for money is definitely here. How you doing tonight, Patient? I see her. Do I have her? Patience, are you in?
She's probably not unmuted her line just
okay.
yet.
Okay, all right, just checking in with her. Yeah, so, yeah, we're doing really good here with Free Life. We're looking. We're going to be doing some changing up and moving some things around to actually put us in a better position. We have a lot of new shows that's going to be coming out on the Free Life Network, so that's powerful. We're looking at that, and you guys, it's just going to be a way for people to get better informed and be able to make some better decisions in regard to their network marketing and actually making money on and offline. So I'm real excited about that. We've been working on some things. We've been, working on some things as far as that. So hopefully, man, you guys just get up in here with us and do what you need to do and start changing your financial situation.
Hey,
yeah, that's
Josh.
What we're looking at. Yes. Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm sorry. Technical issue, guys. I apologize.
Yeah, me too. For some reason, it wouldn't let me in. I was pushing the button, and it kept disconnecting me. So then I came back in as a guest. But, yeah, we're okay now, I guess. You know, technical stuff, man-made devices. So that's
mm-hmm.
what happened. Yeah, so like I said, we were just talking about how we're moving forward with different things. And I'm very excited about what happened, what kicked off this morning about 9 o'clock. Central, 10 o'clock Eastern. It was real exciting. Everybody was, in place, and we watched people make money. They've been making money all day, and that's a really good thing. I've been watching, and me and Gene been messaging back and forth trying to see what is, what we need to do to make it better. But it looked like everything was working really, really well, and it's just been real powerful. Real powerful, guys. So we want to
yeah,
keep
that was
focused
an amazing
on that,
launch
keep everything
this
moving.
It was really exciting.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. We want to keep moving forward, man. It's just been real powerful, And as we do our shifting and get people in the position for greater things, the Free Life Network is going to explode because we have some things planned out and some things we're going to be putting into place shortly here. And it's going to really, really, really just empower people, and that's what we want to do. That is definitely what we want to do. Guys, we're looking at next week the different shows that you guys have been highlighting. Tell me a little bit about what you guys have been putting together as far as the different shows. What we're looking at so we can get a little plug in there for what we're doing. We know Patience Roper's show is coming on.
Yeah, actually, Cash, I'm really excited. You guys probably know I love being a host mom for exchange students because they come basically from all around the world. So far, I've been a host mom for, for China, for Germany, for Brazil, for Korea, for Thailand, for Taiwan. And so I'm going to have one of the coordinators for one of the programs that I work with to get my host students from. I'm going to have her on the show on Saturday at 8 p.m., and we're going to be talking about the benefits of the cultural experience of having an exchange student come and stay with you in an American home. It's incredible. It's so enriching for your children, to have that experience. It broadens them. It gives them such an education and more of a thirst to learn, and research shows that when you travel or you expose your children to outside cultures, how much it enriches their lives. Having my son being an only child, he gets to have that experience, and now he's got brothers and sisters all over the world, but he can go and visit, you know, in so many different countries, and he loves it. He absolutely loves it. So I'm really looking forward to that show. It's going to be awesome. I hope everybody comes in 8 p.m. on Saturday.
I can't wait. That
sounds
exciting.
Like it's going
to be exciting. Yes.
I want to be an exchange student.
I'm telling you, they'll mess around and exchange with me, and I won't come back.
Right.
Exactly.
They'll be like, hey, it was a permanent exchange, no receipt. Yes. For real.
Well,
exactly, man.
Well,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
I have a cousin who and she was part of an exchange program when she was a child, and now she's a grown woman in her 30s. During her exchange program experience, she met her husband, who was actually Swedish, and she now is married to him, having met him when she was 17 years old.
Wow.
You know, so... She, you know, going to Mexico and studying abroad for a whole year. She's, of course, fluent in Spanish. She's fluent in Swedish.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my son is about to go on in July. For the month of July, I am also engaging in another type of program, which is amazing, with France. And for the first 2 weeks of July, a French student will come and live with me for 2 weeks. And then for the second half of July, my son will go and stay with their family in France for 2 weeks.
Wow.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. My son is 13. He's looking forward to it. It's from ages of from 12 years old until 17 years old. And
yeah.
I mean, this is just some of the things that are available that a lot of people don't even know about it.
Right.
So...
That's awesome.
It's
going to
be awesome.
That's good to be able to, introduce them to things like that. That way it broadens their horizons. So, yeah, definitely.
Yep.
That is a very, very good thing. Hey, guys, y'all hear that? That's on the, you know, I know that's not the name of the show, but it just sounds so hot. That name, the Patience Roper Show. Wow, that's just, that's right there. I know that ain't the name of the show, guys. I was just saying, you know, they always say that. But that is a hot plug, the Patience Roper Show. Man, they tuning in to that.
Exactly.
Well,
the end of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's TNT Outreach, but my partner in ministry is the other team. Her name is Quasha Johnson. So for us to have the show together basically gives, you know, some type of educational or you know, encouragement to the community about various different topics. It's a lot
That's
of fun.
Awesome.
We have a great deal, and Quasha absolutely loves it. She's like, you know, you're my muse, and I love being around you with this because we just go and go, and so it's a great experience doing the
Isn't
show
it
with
good?
Her.
Isn't that something when people look at you like that? Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'll invite you all to come have a spot of tea with me tomorrow. We'll be back into talking about your detox in your body and becoming healthy. Does it make sense that we grow our wealth and we're depleting our health? And so you have to be able to enjoy your life. So why not start with a healthy body, a healthy system, and then you'll be able to enjoy that wealth, financial wealth. And not,
wow,
you know, so that's
up.
What we're going to be focused on tomorrow. And then with Brody. And then on Thursday, I'm going to have an awesome guest, Miranda. Oh, my goodness. She's dynamite. Awesome life coach, awesome mentor, building a business. She has like 13 different businesses, teams that she's building, and she's just amazing.
Yeah.
So she's going to come on and share with us some of her life experiences and just coach us through our different stages that we may be going through in our life so that we can have a clearer mind and focus more on other things as building our businesses. So
awesome
show.
Wow.
And both of those start, you know,
awesome.
Tuesday it's 8 o'clock p.m. as well as Thursday the same time, 8 o'clock. So I'm thrilled and I'm so excited and looking forward to showing you all how you can change your life first your body and your health, and then you move on to the other aspects of your life, your mind, your spirit, your soul, just, you know, holistic. We're about holistically meeting everybody.
Yeah, where they are. That is awesome. That is awesome, guys. Well, Friday night, hey, man, we're attacking that money Friday night. That's going to be our focus, man. Friday night we're going to be doing money talks, and we're going to be really getting into, you know, wealth coaching and actually getting people that's, you know, trying to make money. We want it to be where when you get off of the radio show that night, you're going to be ready to move forward and start making money that night. So I'm putting some things in place for that because we've been working diligently on creating different pathways to make that happen. And a matter of fact, today when we launched Google Wallet, the Google Wallet Cool Millions, that was, you know, part of what it is that we're, you know, putting into place. So, you know, guys, this is going to be powerful. It's going to be something that's going to be able to touch into everybody's, you know, self and get them where they need to be financially. Financially is going to be where it is, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we're looking at. We're trying to make it where people can understand how to make money, right?
Exactly.
Then they're going to actually start making money. So we're going to start breaking some things down as we go forth, and you'll be able to actually get on our show and start hearing some good stuff. The training is going to be awesome. And this is at Friday night. We're kicking it off at 7 o'clock. And we're going to be going strong on that. That's going to be, you know, we really got to get everybody into making money. Because it makes no difference if, you know, you're running around here and you're trying to make money and you're not successful. That's just crazy. And when there's ways to make money that's out here and people don't know about it. So we're going to be introducing them and not just telling them, you know, this is what you need to do to make money. No, we're going to be taking you by the hand, walking you to your first dollar and beyond. So that way I know for a fact, yeah, so that way I know for a fact, but you know, that it's working because I'm helping you to make it work. But that will only take place if, you know, as you come in and you begin to work with us, you take the initiative. Because, you know, it's like if you just want to sit on the porch and never jump down off the porch, you would never know what it's like to play in the yard. You'll always be up on the porch wondering. So we're going to make it possible. So Friday night, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, we're going to be blowing it up. Wealth coaching.
Awesome.
Don't want to miss
it, guys.
Don't want to miss
it. Awesome. And you know, too, Cashman, a wonderful thing about your show for Friday night that we're going to be doing is addressing pyramid schemes. Letting people know exactly what it is. Because when they hear that they're not, you know, going to work at corporate America, we're doing stuff from home to build our own empires and build our financial wealth, the first thing they want to scream is, oh, that sounds like a pyramid. Well, do you know what a pyramid is? So I would love to hear you address part of that and tell them.
Oh, yeah, most
dispel
definitely.
Dispel some of those
most
myths.
Definitely.
You know, and
yeah.
They don't even realize they are a part of the most legalized scheme in the country, in the nation, in the world, and it's corporate America.
It's a
they're
job.
Already
they don't
a part
it.
Of it. They don't.
It's a job. And you know what's even worse than that? Some of them, let's just be realistic, some of them with a job ain't part of corporate America. Because everybody that got a job ain't in corporate. You know, they just got a job. Every job don't put them in corporate America. So they just, you know, you have a lot of people that don't understand finance, don't understand what it is to create your own stuff. And people should have enough sense to know that when some, you know, I'll just say for the majority of people that create systems and programs, don't you know that we look at those type of things to make sure it's not a pyramid scheme, to make sure it's not, you know, something illegal? We look at every aspect of what they – exactly. And half of them are so slow to the fact they don't even – if you ask them, well, what is a pyramid scheme? They can't even tell you. The only thing they know, they heard about it and they heard it's bad. That's it. But how often do you listen to the television and tell you to stop drinking sodas? But when you go to McDonald's, don't you order one with your meal? You make sure you get the meal.
Exactly.
That way the pop come with it.
Exactly.
So, you see what I'm saying? So it's like, to me, you know, people just say stuff. And as they sit and say stuff, And as they continue to sink deeper and deeper into their own self-made poverty, because nobody's in poverty because, you know, you can't blame other people. I'll just say that without going too far into it. You are where you are because of the choices you made in your life. That, let's just be realistic. Mm-hmm. You know,
exactly.
So maybe, yeah, you know, because a lot of people say, well, it's not his fault that he's homeless. Well, no, nah, we ain't going to say that. Maybe he turned the wrong corner. It's all about focusing, because everybody has the same opportunity. And that goes right back to what Patience was talking about as far as the exchange program. You have to really think about the young people. At one point, we were young people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the same things that we try to instill in our kids, we can't say, well, I'm going to try to instill this in him because it wasn't instilled in me. No, we're not going to say that, right? The only reason why we are trying to instill those type of things in them is because it was instilled into us, right?
Right.
So it's one of those situations where you have to say the young people have an opportunity to be very successful in this day and age, a lot better than we had back when I was coming up, right? And so it's no reason for it to be failure now. You can't say nobody holding you down. And this goes for the adults, too, the older people, too. Opportunity is here for every race, creed, color, age, gender. It doesn't matter. You have to take that first step. And that first step you're going to learn when we start doing well coaching is excuses. You got to stop with the excuses, because what happens is only going to be an excuse for so long before it become a lie.
Exactly.
You know? Now you lying. You ain't even making up excuses no more. You lying. And so we want to try to let you know.
That's what I tell my children. There's no excuses. Your excuses are actually lies. So don't even bother stopping.
Yeah, those are lies.
Lie.
Those are lies. And the worst part of an excuse is when you start believing it yourself. I'm going to tell you when you start believing it yourself, when you tell it more than once.
Exactly.
See? You talking yourself into the lie. Take away the excuses. Like this morning, real example, good example. This morning we launched Google Wallet Cool Million. Everybody knew what we needed to do to launch. You knew what you needed to have in the place. You knew where you needed to be in on this particular time frame. If you weren't where you were supposed to be and didn't have your ducks in a row as far as having your accounts and things straight, the only thing you could do at this particular time is make up an excuse. Because we know that you knew. All the way down to a person that joined yesterday, they knew what they needed to have in place. See, the excuses in business and the excuses in life is what's causing people to fail, like even what Brody was talking about on your health show the other night. All of that stuff, man, people got to stop making up excuses, because you're lying to yourself. First of all, when you make up the excuse, it's very important that you understand we don't care. You didn't even have to make up the excuse for us, because really, we don't care if you didn't get up and run 2 miles this morning. That's you. If you didn't get up and do it, I'm not going to knock on your door and ask you why you didn't. So a lot of the stuff that we do, that's on you. If you sit up here watching people making money and you scared to open your hand up and get involved in it and make money because somebody said pyramid scheme and somebody said, man, that's you.
And the sad thing, when you look at the system that we initiated today, we had our big launch for, and it's exciting because so many people were involved and people are starting to see the money come in. But my thing is, we've set aside 2 weeks to tell you to get your Google Wallet, which is free, load it with your $5. That's all it takes to start the program. Introduce it
to
five like-minded individuals and be ready to start today. And still, they were, how do I load my wallet, my Google Wallet? Well,
I had that today, too.
You know?
I had people that was there from day one that told me today. I said, well, so how many people, you know, I ask that all the time. Well, how many people you got with you? Well, I got two people. Now, you've been here since. We talked about it. We did tell you the magic number was five. You did get that right. But then that goes right back to what you just said a second ago. When you tell them to get like-minded people, minds like who? Theirs? Because
like,
what is theirs?
Right. What are they following?
Yeah. I think about about all of that, man. I think about all of that because you just can't tell that. What you're telling me is go get some folks that want to make money. You can't say like-minded people.
Make money.
Some of
exactly.
You got to
be careful
they
with that.
Yeah, you got to be careful, man. I mean, you know what? And I'm getting all of this stuff from this wealth coaching and this training. I've been reading up on so much. It's crazy, the mindset of people. And the money right there, think of what you said, Dana. We told y'all two weeks ago, put the little $5. You can put the $5 a day, a dollar a day, and you can still call up with
exactly.
It. You know what I'm saying?
Quarter a day, you'd have caught up.
You'd have caught up with us at a quarter a day. That, what is that? 20 quarters. 20 quarters, you in the game, right? So, and then you wait. You knew we was launching today. You got up this morning and applied for your Google Wallet card. Now you got a million questions about, well, why? How do I get it in there now? You're a little too late because really, none of us really won't even talk about anything. We too busy trying to watch what's happening because I'm trying to watch the system and make sure if it's a bug in there, I'm getting up with tech. Hey, we need to, you know. And so, you know, people got to get up off of that, man. You will never be successful in the game. You will never live the free life. Let me just put it like that. You're going to always be in bondage. And it's bad to be in bondage when you're the jailer. How could you put yourself in bondage?
You're imprisoning yourself.
Yeah, you're imprisoning yourself.
You're imprisoning
right?
yourself.
You stand there with the key. You stand there with the key talking about I'll be glad when I get out. But you got the key. You know?
Yes, you
well,
are.
I can't hang with y'all. Y'all come in. And you want to know what? And what we're doing right now is actually the way big business look at people. It's funny, ain't it? It's funny.
Right. It is.
It is funny. I had a CEO tell me here the other day, the guy, multimillionaire, got his company downtown, right? We usually have lunch when I'm down there together. He told me that these people praise him so much because he's the CEO and they making all this money, right? He said they don't realize it. Man, I don't know nothing. What? Cashmere, man. He said, they think that, you know, he said, the only thing I did was got up off my butt and did a few things and made a couple things happen, and the rest took itself. And I'm a witness that is all you got to do. That is all you got to do. I didn't do nothing but got up, said, you know what, I want to create something called Google Wallet Cool Million. Got up, did it, put it out there. What did it do today? It took off. It took itself.
Took off.
And, you know, I look at that. That's all part of it. Oh, my God. This is the mindset. And they laugh because they sit up talking about, you know, these wealthy people. These people ain't did nothing to get this money. They only did the same thing that you could do. Get up and get activated. Get up and get activated.
Just,
start it, man. Come on.
Just like Lieutenant Commander, retired Lieutenant Commander Lomax was saying, get off your butt.
Get off your butt.
Make a decision. Take a plan. And
we need
make
to make that part of
move.
One of our commercials. Get off your butt.
Getoffyourbutt.com.
Getoffyourbutt.com. Because if you don't, no, I can't get off your butt for you. You got to get off. I can introduce all day long. Like, they sit there, and this folks sitting there still sitting there tonight talking about, man, I'm going to get in this Google Wallet. When you planning on doing that? I mean, you know. You know, it's crazy how people think, but it's the mindset, and that's what we're here for. We're not laughing at nobody. We're just having fun with you guys. Don't think we're laughing at people. But it's just amazing when you see people with the potential to be multimillionaires sitting, accepting, you know, what is coming to them.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to do that. You don't have.
One lady today, she put her auntie in. She's 82 years old, and she's got it. She was ready to do it.
Exactly.
You know? And so it's just all a bunch of excuses, bunch of lies. Sorry, you're making lies that you're starting to believe.
You're making
lies. And, you know, you're no longer convincing others because you've already bought it, hook, line, and center. So now it's time for you to refocus yourself. Stop. You know, you're choosing to fail. You have spoken yourself into failure.
Yes.
And so you will continue to make the same mistakes.
The power of the tongue. Pow, somebody asked me today, man, you act like you busy, man. You ain't got time. Look, bruh, why you playing and ain't got it yet? I'm over here confirming somebody. I just got paid again. Let's go off. You have to excuse
exactly.
me. I'm trying to get them activated so they can move on. And, you know, so it's like, you know, if you just sit there, guys, if whoever's listening to this, you know, if you just sit there, trust me, we about to go into 2016, and it don't make no sense for you to jump up here on New Year's night running with the drink in your hand, making a New Year's resolution. You know you ain't going to do nothing. You did that last year.
You make
year.
The same one every year.
The same one every year. This needs to be your resolution. My pastor said this across the pulpit. Your resolution needs to be, I'm not going to make any more resolutions. That's your resolution. But I'm not going to make any more resolutions. That's my resolution because you never keep up with it. You never
exactly.
keep up with it. You never do what you say because that what do that turn out to be, guys? You just lied to yourself on New Year's Eve. You knew you weren't going to do nothing. You know, I was
exactly.
the liquor talking away. But you got to get activated. You got to start moving towards success. Success is not going to move. Well, I ain't going to even say that because success with us, we bring success to their door. I will say that. I was about to say success ain't going to come to you. But we bring success to every door. And
exactly.
half of the time, they won't even open the door. Or if they open the door, they'll look out there like they don't see nobody and close it back.
No, they open the door, and they're blind and they're deaf to the situation
yeah.
because all they hear is their own self speaking that this is a scheme, this is a Ponzi, this is not
yeah.
going to work. You know, so you talk yourself into absolute failure.
Yeah.
It's not going to
like,
work. I don't know
yeah.
anybody. I can't do this. You know, we just have to start with changing your mind, detoxing your system
yeah,
with all the stuff that you have learned over the years. So just detox it. Release it.
Yeah,
let it
clean
go.
Yourself out. Maybe you could think clear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. My parents used to tell us, my parents used to say birds of a feather flock together. So maybe
flock
you
together.
Need to change your network. Change who you're flocking
yeah.
with. You know. And
yeah,
get with
maybe.
More positive people, get with people who are living the lifestyle that you have dreamt of, you know?
Yeah.
And some of you are afraid to even dream because you're so stuck in that same situation. You're afraid to dream bigger than ordinary. You know, you may come up with these dreams, but they're pipeline dreams. They're very small dreams, and you're afraid
yeah.
to come out of that box and make it big and then attack it. Go after it. Don't be afraid of it. Go after it.
I love,
you know?
I love
and,
the challenge. I love it. You know,
well,
it's adrenaline.
I have to tell
you
guys, you
know, when
what
you get our
today.
Age, what happened?
Go ahead, Kay. I have
no,
to tell
no,
you
no.
because
what happened?
You know,
I'd rather hear
it's not just the inexperienced or the job people. An experienced network marketer today actually asked me after seeing this entire structure how it was laid out. Actually asked me. Well, the statement to me was he don't just look at the compensation plan. He likes to look at the value. Well, can you please explain to me what value you would deem worthy enough for a $3 investment? Seriously? The value? $3?
Yeah.
I
well,
you know, my jaw dropped
value?
To the ground. No, he didn't
well, find, did he
no
find
value
the value.
Cause, nope. He was like, what? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Cass. The compensation plan
yeah,
wasn't value,
no value
enough for him. If that wasn't value enough for him, I was like, okay, Lord, please, I'm just going to keep it moving. Let me walk away and be nice. Really, dude, $3? I said, okay. You
that's
know,
how
so
they
it's,
are.
It's not just an experience. A lot of experienced network marketers out here that just ain't got the right mindset.
But it's not
well,
just that, Pay. It's not that. There, you know, when you have marketers, they have blinders on to what it is that they want. And if their desire is to succeed in what they're doing, then they're not going to be open-minded enough to look at something else that will bring you the additional income that you're looking for. And so
right.
that's the thing about free life is, you know, you go out and you work so that you can provide for your family. You do the marketing so that you can have money to provide for your family, pay your bills. So with free life, we are attacking the issue. And the issue is you need roof over your head, so we're going to take care of that. You need your utilities paid, Free Life is going to take care of that. You need your car notes paid, Free Life is going to take care of that. You understand? So we're going to the root of the issue, and we're not going around the corner and back around the bend with products and all that stuff. Products are cute, you know? Even some of the digital ones are very great, is great, especially with the ones that we've loaded with the Google Wallet and the affirmations and things that come with it, and to help you become a better marketer. But the fact is, you want to get rid of those bills in your life so that you can start enjoying your life. So why are you so closed-minded about it? We're showing you exactly what you should do, what you can do to get rid of it. But, you know, they just don't see it. So we just need to get our audience, because we love them and we want to see them succeed. We want to bless them and be a blessing in their lives and to their families. So we just need to dispel a lot of this stuff that they've learned, you know, detox their system, detox their minds, free them from the mental slavery that they're in, and give them the powerful information that we have that is going to change their lives. They just need to be open and receptive to it.
Right.
That's it. You know, while we're trying to fix all these other things, it's hard to fix people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You can't fix people. And then I also learned a long time ago, like, I was into internet marketing a long time ago, right? It took me a long time to get that title of marketer. You know, a lot of times we give people that title just because they be talking a good game. Trust me, guys. When you listen to some of the things they say, you can step back and say, that ain't a real marketer. I ain't a real marketer. You know, that's what Hyde is. You know, all I got to do is talk to them, because real marketers understand when they say, well, there is no value in it. The value is only the dollar that comes out of it and go into my bank account. That's it.
Exactly.
That's it. That's the show me any other value other than that. All that other stuff, because I got to make sure it has marketing tools. And, well, yeah, that's cool, too. How many auto posters do you need? I'm sure you got about 38 of them. You got, like, 10 different systems. You know what I'm saying? How many of those do you need? You know, that's how I talk to them, you know. You need another marketing tool. So how many email blasters do you need? You don't even have enough emails to fill the blaster you got.
Exactly.
You know? So when you listening to them, if anybody got anything from Peter Wolfen, you got every marketing tool your body ever would need.
Exactly.
And with any system that you go into, whether it's Infinity, Downline, National Wealth Center, there couldn't be anything else as far as a marketing tool that you need. So when they be talking like that, I dispel that.
Right,
dispel,
but they don't even use it. It's there, but it's there, and they don't use it. So what do you need it for? What do you need more for? To collect dust, like your Bible on your dresser, collecting dust. What do you need these things for?
You don't need it because you don't even know how to load it. You know, you're still trying to look for the manual. I mean, all of that stuff that they be saying is all hype. It's about, you know, in marketing, it's about the team that's making the money. I don't care what they say. It's about, and it ain't got to be the biggest team. It could be the smallest team, long as they're making the money. That's why I always say, I don't need 100,000 people. I'll take a small team of folks. If everybody's successful, we where we need to be. That's it, you know. And so all of that stuff that they be doing, and it's not based upon success. The Free Life Network is designed to do one thing, to free your life of all the bills and all that stuff that you got. If a person can't get that, then I don't know what to tell them, because that's the most important thing in people's lives right now. People are suffering this month. Because out of anything that happens this month, I don't care if they have a Black Friday sale, a Pink Wednesday sale, or a Purple Thursday sale, you still got those bills when you get through. And the sale that you don't want hitting your house is that pink sale with that envelope saying final notice, or that red one that's saying disconnection. So if Black Friday don't mean nothing in this time, exactly, they're going to disconnect you. So that's what should be important to them. And all that other stuff, that means absolutely nothing. And see, when you get people that can understand that, like, you know, when I work with people, I really, you know, I just really get off into their mental and let them know all that stuff that you're thinking that you're about to get involved in, I don't have none of that for you, because I don't have time to be bothered with you and that. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to end your rent and mortgage. How that's looking to you. That's it, plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to get off to no great conversations and trying to get your spiel together, how you going to introduce it. Look, man, do you want to free yourself from renting mortgage? Plain and simple. And all that other stuff, man, you know. And if they want to keep on messing with these marketing systems, making $20 here, $30 there, $40, go ahead, because you should be tired of that.
Exactly.
It's not consistent. It's not consistent.
Right.
You know, how many of those do you have to do in order to pay your rent? You know, if you got a $10 system, you're going to have to do hundreds of those to pay your bills. In free life, you probably only got to talk to seven people to earn your $700 a month rent. A mortgage.
Exactly.
Imagine that, guys. So this is something powerful.
Right.
You know, we coming, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you find 10 people that's going to pay, that wants to get away from paying that mortgage and that rent. 10 people, that's $1,000, and it's taking care of your rent or your mortgage for that month.
Right.
Exactly.
And then you move on to the
next.
You know, you're helping them help themselves.
But I'm going to tell you, too, what, you know, is going to end up happening with the Free Life Network as far as what we're doing and as far as what we're trying to introduce them to. It's going to come down to where, you know, I'm going to make this suggestion to people that's listening to this, and you're in the Free Life and thinking about joining. It's time to really start hand-picking who you want to help.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to hand-pick them. Handpick them, bring them with you, whether you put them in a group or chat or whatever you got to do, and introduce them to our intricate programs that help you to make money right off the bat. And as they accelerate in the programs and systems that we're introducing, lead them on into the free life. That is what's going to be happening right now, you know, because we've been looking at it, you know. We want people to be successful. There can be no success when people are struggling and there, you know, and there's too many people in their ear. You know, that's what happens, too. You know, when you got a lot of people in your ear, it's like when you're trying to listen to a concert and somebody talking. You know, it's distracting. So we're going to start showing you guys how to hand pick your people. You know, like when you go into the store, I'd rather get the apples I can hand pick rather than get the ones in the bag. You know, so I want to hand pick my apples. Mm-hmm. See, so that way I know if I get a bad apple, I can put it back before I even bring it into the bunch.
Perfect.
And we're that's what needs to happen. And when you hand-pick them, let them know what you're hand-picking them for. So what happens at that point, you just made them feel exclusive.
Right.
Right? And then feeling exclusive means that I have put my faith in you and my trust in you, and I want you to put your faith and trust in me that I'm about to make this happen in your life. I'm finna end your bills. Are you willing to go with me on this journey to end your bills?
Mm-hmm.
And then began with them. Began. And you'll find out, man, it's a lot easier because you actually have people that's directly, exclusively with you that know what our journey is. And then what happens is they're going to duplicate that. Tell them to handpick your people that you want to bring into this. And watch what happens. Watch how it grows. That's which way that I'm, you know, looking at doing some things, you know, because it gets hard when you're trying to work with a lot of people and people not hearing you. And there are people that want to hear you, but they can't hear you for the, what do we want to call it, white noise.
Right.
You know, the noise that's going on. So you're going to have to start, like, well, you could go into the Google Wallet group right now. You know the ones that's been hustling and doing what they need to do. Hand pick those people. Take those people, put them to the side with you, and start working with them toward their free life.
Exactly.
That's a strategy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people need to do. And that way you will know what you got. You will know you got people that's going to stay with you. You're going to know you got retention. It's hard working when you're all over the place with these people trying to get them to understand something. It's difficult. If you can't understand no more bills, I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, no more bills is just what it says. No more bills. No more bills. So that's which way we need to go with everybody that we're working with and get them to do that. And you will actually help a lot more people, a lot more people. But we're going to be putting some things into play. Everybody's going to start seeing what it is that we're doing with Free Life and with everything else we're doing as far as K5 World Marketing. You're about to see the changes because we know what it takes for people to be successful. You know, we all know what it takes for people to fail, you know, so.
Exactly. We've done that.
Yeah.
got the mug and the T-shirt and the .com to go with that.
So you know what it takes for them to fail. So we're going to show them, because you got to believe it's people that want to succeed. I can't just, it's no way that I could just fathom everybody just happy failing. I just cannot pick up on that one and believe it. I don't know. And you study, see them saying that they're having problems in their home, they're having problems with their bills, and, you know, it's got to be something. What has to click with them? So I believe that one-on-one is what's got to start happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One-on-one, totally one-on-one. Because that way you're about to take this person and you're going to mold this person into what they need to be in order to go forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I need to have. And as you really think about it, what you just said, Dana, 10 people, you know, that's a real good project to take on. I'm going to try to grab 10 people. You know, when you were saying that's all you need is 10 people, that's $1,000, your rent mortgage gone, right?
Right.
Focus on that. That should be your goal. Not everybody in the world, 10 people that you could, you know, I don't care how you do it. You know, that's one of the situations where you could actually grab 10 people and sit them on your couch in your house and help them. Because that becomes real exclusive. You know, and that's what has to happen because, you know, you're going to find yourself spinning your wheel with all these people online. They don't want to participate in anything they don't understand, which means that they don't want to learn anything new. So really, that's where we're going to go because I know for a fact that we can touch lives better than we're doing, you know, and we're doing a real good job already. But I think that we could do a little bit better, but it's going to now take us coming down and doing some one-on-one stuff.
Right,
exactly.
That's what I'm thinking.
Even
one-on-one.
Even through baby steps, you know, because sometimes people,
you know,
they get fearful or something, you know, shocking to their system. So baby steps.
Exactly.
I mean, Google Wallet is only $5. So baby steps.
Yeah, that's baby steps.
You know,
steps.
There's another one that, you know, $3. That's simple. Baby steps. And then work them into the greater things so that you can see how they're growing. And it will be like them going through graduation, you know? You see them go through kindergarten, they go through elementary, middle, high school, and then they're gone.
Exactly.
So you can walk them
just that way.
Exactly.
And as you teach them that, they'll do the same thing. That creates longevity. You know, because I was telling my wife, you know, when I'm going to start grabbing some more people up and I'm going to start taking them through the whole system where they're going to end up with the 475 to go directly into all packages.
Okay.
That's not hard to do because if they do that, as they begin to build that team with their $3 system or their $5 system, they're building a downline. And the only thing that's going to happen is that same downline is going to be who stayed with them.
Right.
So you may have picked up one person, but believe by the time they bring in five more people, now you got six because you got to help him to get his person trained, get them to do the same thing. That's why I believe Google Wallet is going to be one of our best things, and the $3 system is going to be something that's going to boom for them. So we got to focus on that for the free life. And as we move them into these things, you're going to start seeing that change because – and another thing what I noticed too is this, and I say this all the time, guys. I know the time is running short, but I say this all the time. Man, they got to get discipline. Financial discipline. Financial discipline means that when I invest my $5 into Google Wallet, anything that I make out of Google Wallet, I don't care if it's spillover or what it is, that needs to be going back into an investment to go further. Because you wouldn't believe how many people is going to blow through whatever they make today and not going to have any money for their upgrades. Financial discipline is something that the hardest thing, I had to learn it. You wouldn't believe when I was getting that money, man, I'd run out of here in a minute and go get some rims. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm headed to the rim shop. I'm about to have the loudest, man, look at here. Man, I was doing it.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because that's
and
all you
they
see.
Own 10 pairs of Michael Jordan shoes, but still have a house of their own.
I don't even want to talk about that because that's really embarrassing to talk about. And he don't even play ball no more. I mean, come on. I mean, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, it's really, really crazy. And then, you know, I mean, you when you get your money, and I can't lie. I'm not going to lie and say I didn't do it. That's how I know how messed up it is. I was doing it. I was every time I turn around, I'm in the sound shop. Put another speaker in the car. My wife, like, pretty soon ain't going to be nowhere for the kids and shit. How many speakers do you need? You know, what you trying to hear? You can't hear them. You know what I'm saying? You know? And for real, it takes some, you know. So when the money rolling like that, you know, I'm just being honest with you. When the money rolling, man, look at here. It ain't nothing you don't want. You go in the store with new shoes on to buy a new pair of shoes. Why are you buying another pair of shoes?
Exactly.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just, you know, so the financial discipline is something that really, y'all gonna hear it in the coaching. I'm telling you, I'm letting them have it because that is what they need to know. You will never be successful. Never. If Donald Trump had to go buy a new wig every time that one he had on his head needed fluffing, he'd be broke. He'd be broke every time that piece get raggedy. He went in. Now, y'all know Donald Trump, that piece on his head, toe on. He's not about to go spend no money on that piece. He going to spray that piece up many times as he can, shake it out, whatever they got to do, tape it back on his head, and he going to keep going. But you can't tell these people that. You can't tell them that. They're going to take their little money when it's upgrade time. Well, where's your upgrade money? I ain't even got no money in that account. What happened to it?
What happened? Right.
Watch. Yeah. And that's what we got to teach them, some discipline. Discipline.
Exactly.
There's no reason
even
for it. Wow.
Steve Jobs, somebody asked him, why do you wear those raggedy shoes, Kmart shoes, and those jeans? He said, I'm not paying them to get richer. I'm trying to get richer. I'm
exactly.
not going to advertise for them because
exactly.
I need advertisement.
Right.
So we have
exactly.
to start developing that mindset, especially African Americans. We really do.
Yeah. They don't get that. I learned from other – I have a guy, he got good money. If we go somewhere, he quick to ask me for $2. I'm like, man, why you asking me for $2? He's like, nah, I ain't trying to spend my money. What?
Wow.
You got
and they're pulling out the
coupons. Some of these wealthy people. Yeah,
and they're pulling out coupons
here,
to get discounts.
Look, I've seen the ladies getting out of Benz's. You behind them in the store, you in the line for 30 minutes because they got an envelope full of coupons. How you think
exactly.
they driving that Benz? Because
mm-hmm.
she had a shopping cart full of groceries, and she paid $3.80.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Man. Ooh, boy, it's got to be some education going on. I'm telling you.
Yes,
they don't
that
get
is important.
It. They don't
education.
Get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't get it. And when they get it, it's going to be better for them. And I got a feeling we're going to be the ones that help them to get it. But I really appreciate what we're doing for them, and I think we're going to walk them to success. And this is our beginning. And I hate that we switch up stuff all the time, but as we look, we have to understand that innovation has to take place for success to come in. And so we're very innovative. I noticed that. So I think we're doing the right thing. And I just want to congratulate you guys. Great job working at Google Wallet, leading it to the free life. And,
exactly.
Tomorrow's a better day. I want to see what happens tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like I said,
yep.
It's just getting them to that place, educating them, and being willing to open up and listen and learn and then
yeah.
taking action. So, you know,
exactly.
I'm excited about Google Wallet and where it's going to go and taking them to the greater picture of getting rid
exactly.
of those mortgages and other things that's plaguing them. So
yeah.
I'm excited about it. We laugh and we joke, and it's not to put anybody down. It's we've been there, and that's probably why we can
exactly.
laugh so much, is because we've lived that.
Man.
And now it's time to change.
Yeah.
Change your circumstances, change your life, change your finances, you know. And so I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited about where we're heading, and I look forward to doing it together.
Right.
Exactly. And now what we're going to do is get those folks in that group. We're going to find out who's serious now. Because we hear,
mm-hmm.
I only got one question. Okay, so who's ready to really start making money now? For anybody that raised their hand, it's going to be an obligation come with that. That means that you got to be present in certain things, conference calls, radio shows. Things where you need to be to get to, you know, it's time to step up on that and get them to where they need
right.
to be, because a lot of them, is, you know, they all over the place. They're not focused. And so we're going to really work on that as far as, you know, we hope everybody that's listening to this can understand that, man, we're moving toward empowering people. you know, not just ourselves, empowering everybody that's with us so everybody will have opportunity to live a free life.
Exactly.
It's a shame we got to force it on them, but.
They don't know. They don't really know what they're missing. They don't understand,
no.
And we just have to, you know, take those blinders off and show them.
Yeah. Well, guys, it's been great. Been another awesome show. We look forward to everybody, you know, getting with us. If you're interested in joining the Free Life Network, freeing yourself, all you got to do is email us at iwanttolivethefreelife@gmail.com. That's iwanttolivethefreelife@gmail.com. And we will get you plugged up. And I want to say thanks to my hostess on here. They're doing an awesome job. And we look forward to seeing you guys on our next show, which is going to be Tuesday, tomorrow night. We're going to have sipping a spot of tea, right? We're going to be sipping a spot of tea with Lady J. So you guys make sure.
That's
what time is that? What time?
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 o'clock Standard Time.
All right. So we look forward to seeing you. We thank everybody for coming in. And you guys have a great night. Bye-bye.
And have a free life. Good night.
Welcome to the Free Life Network. Imagine what it would be like to live absolutely 100% rent and mortgage free. No more car loan payments. No more insurance payments. This is what is happening for our members at the Free Life Network right now. What about you? How would you like to be living that 100% free life? Don't have to worry about the bills. Don't have to worry about kid tuitions. Don't have to worry about that great vacation.